This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Two-time defending champion Serena Williams got whooped today at Wimbledon. She was defeated in straight sets, 6-1, 6-4, by Maria Sharapova, a 17-year-old from Russia. Sharapova is the third youngest woman to win the Wimbledon singles. Rick Macy is a professional tennis coach in Pompano Beach, Florida, who has worked with both Sharapova and Williams. He joins me now. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thanks. What do you think happened to Serena?
Well, you know, it really didn't surprise me as much. I'm sure it shocked a lot of people because it's probably considered the biggest upset in the history of Wimbledon. But you got to remember, Serena, she's kind of a part-time player, and I think she's a lot more vulnerable than 2 years ago.
So you don't think this is a fluke that Sharapova pulled it off somehow?
Absolutely not. She has the goods. She has great ground strokes. Her determination and her ability to handle pressure for 17. I mean, that's scary. I mean, you're looking at, the number one player in the world someday in Sharapova. But Serena, basically, she was nervous. I mean, she was falling all over the place. And that wasn't the Serena that we're used to seeing. But I don't know if you're even going to see that again from her or Venus, because they just don't play as much, and they're more vulnerable, plus the people that play them are not afraid like a couple years ago.
Serena Williams is vowing to come back, though. I mean, do you think she can?
Well, Serena can kind of do whatever she wants because she athletically is the best player out there. She's been there, she's done that. Of course, that's what she's going to say. Time will tell. Serena wants to go to Hollywood. Venus is doing design stuff. They don't work like they used to. There's not quite as much passion as there used to be, and you cannot play part-time and expect to dominate.
You worked with both of these women, Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova, when they were just girls. What did you see the pro in them then?
No question. Well, I had Venus and Serena from 1991 to 95. I knew they'd be one and two in the world. Just their ability to compete. They had what I call the X factor, just something inside that they were special the way they competed. Now, Sharapova, she was living in Bradenton, and Yuri brought her to me off and on for about a year.
That's her father.
Yeah, he's a great guy, tough life. I mean, he used to put her on her handlebars and drive 5 miles on his bicycle to the courts when they lived in Siberia when she was a little girl. So there's a lot of toughness there, but I could see the way she competed, but she just needed technically to get sound, and that's what she's done. I could see they were both going to be great, so it doesn't really surprise me.
Rick Macy is a pro tennis coach in Pompano Beach, Florida. He worked with both Serena Williams and the woman who beat Serena today, Maria Sharapova. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.